Happy Fat Tuesday, Mayor.
Indeed. One of my favorite days of the year, Joe.
Seems to have snuck up on us this year. I can't believe tomorrow's Ash Wednesday already.
Although, actually, it's a little late in the calendar.
Huh.
Ash Wednesday sometimes falls in February, so I guess it's not bad.
I think it's just because it's been so cold, we haven't thought about any springtime events.
I think you're right.
Quite a historic...
Also the Ramadan season. The first night of Ramadan was Saturday night.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's a lot of... A lot of activities, new beginnings in springtime for sure.
That's right.
Speaking of new beginnings, a historic day for the city really last Friday during the swearing-in ceremony for 27 new firefighters, including the first woman in the department's history.
Yes, well, it's interesting. People have said to me in the years past, why aren't you putting women on? I says, well, they got to take the test, you know. It's not a generally a career that women go into, so the chances of getting females on the job is far less. But we have a young woman who has a history in the city. I knew her grandfather very well, Bill Derecchio, who's a longtime Lindsay police officer, also a U.S. Marine. It was a big day overall, but certainly a big day for the Derecchio family. We received a federal grant, and I want to thank Congressman Lynch for his help with that, for 16 of these positions. And as part of the rule is, when you take the grant for the 16 additional firefighters, you can't go under your complement for 3 years, a three-year grant. So, you know, we put a bunch on because we are anticipating a number of retirements this year, next year, and the following year. And it takes some serious time to get candidates. By the time you call for the list and you do the vetting and you go through the academy, it takes months. So we want to stay ahead of the game, and it was a great group of candidates we swore in, so I'm excited for the department.
Yeah, will there be any more added this year?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. We're monitoring it closely, again, on those retirements. Some retirements you expect because, you know, when they turn 65, they have to retire. And others just make a decision, I'm going to go. I got the years in, so you can't always anticipate how many are going to retire.
Yeah. I know you mentioned during the ceremony you hope the federal grant holds up. Is that in danger of going away?
I haven't been told otherwise, okay. So we're just assuming it's in place.
Okay. And where is the process for developing the new headquarters across the street?
The police headquarters?
The fire headquarters.
Fire headquarters. Yeah. No, we're still... We had a plan drawn out before, so we're back to the drawing board, because the old firehouse plan that we had for Quincy Ave included administration, and since we put the administration in with the public safety headquarters, it's now can be pared down to more basic firehouse. So we're kind of tweaking the plans, and we'll have more to say in the coming weeks.
Okay, I look forward to that. Also, at the city council meeting last night, an update to the FEMA flood maps, which should come as good news. Many properties taken out of the flood district.
Well, you know, I know I took a lot of heat years ago, Joe, when we decided to go the route we did on appealing the maps, and we made a decision to go property by property doing surveying to assist the residents of Quincy, and we've been very effective in getting hundreds of homes out of the map, out of the floodplain. And, you know, we recognized from day one something the Fed didn't, which was tide gates and seawalls and things that have gone on for decades now, but the old maps at the federal level don't see some of that stuff. So everything is a battle, everything is a fight, particularly with the federal bureaucracy. So I'm really grateful for the team who worked so hard in this. I don't think people truly understand how big this is and what it matters. It does matter to their home insurance big time. So very, very pleased with that. And I want to thank Joe Shea and Brenna Partners, Paul Costello, and the engineering team for the work they've done on this.
Yeah, I know there'll be a major outreach to property owners to advise them of these new maps and the opportunity for them to, yes, like you say, get out of their flood insurance, which can be very expensive.
Indeed. Yep. That's good stuff.
Also last night, Mayor, as you're well aware, some planned improvements to some of our older schools.
Yes, as you know, we have a lot of capital assets. A number of those assets, many of the more expensive ones to maintain, are our school buildings. And we do enjoy having a good relationship with the school building authority, Mass School Building Authority. We continue to look at our buildings and how can we improve them and update them, and whether it's roofs, whether it's boilers, whether it's windows, whether it's asbestos removal, ADA updates, all of those things constantly looking at. And though we've made, you know, great progress in a lot of areas, I mean, just a year ago, we had to replace the boilers at the new Quincy High School. Hmm. You know, you think about that. You know, you got to stay on top of it constantly. So, yes, yeah, so we're moving forward again to look at improvements, replacements continually. Mm-hmm. Now, the SBA, you know, it's, nothing's guaranteed. It took us, you know, 4 years in the queue to get the Squanum School approved. Mm. But we kept at it and made progress, and, of course, now we're in the ground. So a lot of work to do still.
Yep. These latest ones for Point Webster, Parker, Broad Meadows, and Atlantic. So all the middle schools, one elementary right. school. Yep. Good. Mayor, where is the process in turning the Wollaston Congregational Church into a community center? I see they're starting to sell off some of their items in preparation for that.
Yes, we're my team is meeting, doing the assessments on the building. What needs to be done immediately. The heating system's not in great shape, for example.
I see.
There's some leaks that have to be taken care of in the building. There's some basics like that. And then long-term with our team, okay, how are we going to best use it for the community and what type of uses? What does that mean for ADA? What does that mean for public access? And what kind of improvements do we do need to do in the building to accommodate those types of programs? So a little bit of work ahead, but it should be a nice building. It's a handsome building. Mm-hmm. I think it's English Gothic, but it'll be nice to have for the community in the future. So yeah. I'm not sure of the date, Joe, but we'll keep you posted.
Okay. Could community preservation funds perhaps be used for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's certainly eligible, yep.
Two events this week, Mayor, to honor ladies here in our city, two first ladies, and then some other current ladies as well on Saturday.
Yes, it's an exciting week for the city. As we know, with a city of presidents, where those presidents had partners, obviously John Adams had a great partner in Abigail Adams, and John Quincy Adams with Louisa Catherine. Mm-hmm. And Louisa Catherine was the first non-born first lady, non-born American, I should say, in American soil. Melania Trump is the other. But John Quincy would not have been elected without Louisa Catherine, her influence. So pleased that the Adams Presidential Center is putting on the series. We had a beautiful session last year that they put on with some of the directors of the different presidential centers across the country. And then, of course, Saturday, yes, we are honoring a number of distinguished ladies here from Quincy and with the Abigail Adams Awards. So it's a great week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Women's History Month in March, and the city certainly taking note of that as well.
For sure.
Very good. Appreciate the time as always, Mayor.
My pleasure, Joe. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.